In this podcast, we support you, femtrepreneurs, and badass lady bosses to live your best life in your 30s.
I'm Annika, an award-winning boudoir photographer based in Boston, owning femininity and self-love.
And I'm Linda, a perpetual nomad owning travel and world love. So let's talk about running your own business, health, dating, travel, and of course, yeah, being 30 as fuck.
Welcome back, femtrepreneurs. And today we are once again talking about one of our favorite topics, which is travel.
Which we both miss very much. Well, you not as much because you're still like going out and seeing. All I'm doing is sitting in my house.
Well, I mean, I did all of that, right? I sat in my house for a few months and it's not like I'm traveling very far. I went to the country next door and I've been there for like 2 months now.
But still, it's something new. Like, I'm dying to go anywhere at this point.
That's true. But that means right now is an excellent time to start making a list for when we can travel again. And I know that, you know, most people are guessing, guesstimating, estimating whatever that'll be next year at some point. So
yeah, whenever they like say it's safe to travel again and countries open up, like, fuck my job. I'm out. Like, I'm going to go traveling as long as I can. Because especially with all the travel episodes we've been doing, I feel like my list is just growing and growing and growing.
I know, but that's why like this is such a good time to just like get really excited about stuff and like start looking forward to it, start saving money, start planning, you know, like, and it's absolutely like what you said. I think everybody feels that way, that as soon as they can travel, like I think everyone is going to be traveling all at once.
Yeah, it's going to be a shit show for sure.
For sure. But so today what we're going to be talking about is actually based on a blog that I published recently, you know, not to toot my own horn or anything.
It's a good blog, so it's worthy of an episode.
Yeah, so, you know, it's because of that and also because we've had a really busy week and didn't have enough time to prep, so.
Hey now, this is prep in its own way.
Absolutely. So, yes, yeah, so we're going to be talking about the 30 best destinations before 30. Now, I haven't been to all of these. Some of them are still on my list, even though I'm like mid-30s now, but nobody needs to know about that. And, yeah, I think some of them, Annika, you've been to, and I haven't, and, yeah.
Barely. Like, it's just not even fair anymore. I got to get out there, see more of the world.
Well, do it. You know, just do what I did. Sell your house, sell everything, and just go travel the world and work remotely.
Yeah. One day.
You could too. All right. So let's get into this list. We have 30 destinations to talk about. We're going to kind of go through them rather quickly, I would say. Otherwise, we will not make it through this in this episode. But yeah, so let's just, you know, take them one at a time. Annika, do you want to start?
Yeah, so the number one, I don't know if there's, like, any sort of order to this. It's just, like, a list of 30 destinations. But, yeah, the first one is Tokyo, Japan. I personally haven't been here. I used to actually not have a big interest in going to Japan, but a friend of mine went there last year, I think. And seeing her photos from it and, like, hearing her stories about it, I was like, oh, this is kind of a cool destination.
Do you know what? It's funny because, like, my sentiments on it were the exact same, right? So it's, like, never really drawn me, but a lot of people I've talked to recently are like, you would fucking love it. You should go. Yeah. So, yeah, it's definitely high on my list now. So I think, you know, hopefully eventually soon we'll be able to make your way over there.
Yeah. No, same here. One
cool.
day.
and one day. Next year sometime. Okay, and number two is Queenstown, New Zealand. And yeah, New Zealand is, again, another one of those destinations that I just never really had high on my list, mainly because it is so fucking far away. Yeah. But a friend of mine has been there since lockdown, actually, and is still there. And I mean, the photos that I'm seeing him post, I'm just like, it looks amazing, even though it's winter there right now. but yeah, I would absolutely love to go.
Yeah, no, New Zealand has always been on my list because I just feel like the nature seems so cool there. But yeah, it's definitely a place where, like, you really got to commit to going there because it's a long fucking trip.
Yeah, absolutely. I know. I mean, I was close to it recently and I was like, I should have just stayed there because when I was in Tonga last year, I was like, New Zealand's right there. I should probably just stay down here now. Because it was, I mean, even though I think it was still like a 5-hour flight or something, it's insane. Like the distances down there are just absolutely crazy down in the South Pacific.
Yeah, like you always look at it on a map and you're like, it's not that far. And then you look at flights, you're like, oh, geez.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I guess that brings us to number three, which is Byron Bay, Australia, another place I have not been but have heard a lot about. And apparently it's, you know, pretty laid-back beach town that has, you know, lots of bar hopping in the evenings, which is perfect for your 20s.
Yeah, it's true. I honestly have no interest in going to Australia. Just putting it out there. Australia, you can suck it. No, I'm just kidding.
I love that. You're like, yeah, no, that's great. I don't want to fucking go, though.
I don't know why, because, like, the animals in Australia, like, they seem really cool. But besides, like, the wildlife there, like, nothing pulls me to Australia.
You mean the wildlife of everything that is poisonous and will kill you in your sleep?
Yeah, it's so cool. Like, it's so fascinating. Like, the animals that exist there, like, that would make me go. But everything else, I'm just kind of like, meh, I'd rather go to New Zealand.
You know, like, that's the thing that doesn't make me want to go, because I don't want to have to check my shoes for, like, poisonous-ass tiny spiders that will kill you.
I mean, laid-back beach town, guys. Way to sell this destination, Linda.
I know. I mean, like, it's definitely, there's so much adventure to be had, right? But yeah, no, we're not really selling. All right, moving on. Let's just move on. We'll move on.
All right. So number four is Santorini, Greece. I have not been here. Have you been here?
I'm actually in Greece right now. But
well, I know that, but I didn't know.
Well, I know, but our listeners didn't know.
That's true.
No, so I actually haven't been to, no, I haven't been to Santorini, but I am in Greece at the moment, and I've looked into it on how to get there because I'm in Athens at the moment. Although, you know, like, it right now is probably going to be my preferred time to go because, or my generally not prefer time to go because it is high, like, peak season, and I know that Santorini is really, really busy and crowded during that time, so that's probably a place that I would recommend going off season. But yeah, I mean, obviously with travel being so limited right now, this is why I'm in Greece at the moment. And if I do make it out there, which I would like to do, because I've heard that the sunsets there are just absolutely amazing. And those whitewashed houses with the cliffs, like, it's just supposed to be incredibly stunning. And from what I've seen and experienced of Santorini, of Greece so far, it's just got some stunning, stunning coastlines.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a really long, winded way of saying not yet.
Yeah, no, your photos on Instagram are making me very jealous. I want to go to Greece.
Yeah, it's really beautiful, actually. And it's not a place that, like, I was really high on my list either. It's just because I can't really go anywhere else. So
Greece won by default.
We're running out of time real fast here.
Okay, yeah, let's get going. All right,
so Split, Croatia. You've been there.
I have, yeah. It's beautiful, just like all of Croatia. I would definitely recommend, you know, exploring more than just Split, because Split is super, super touristy. But, I mean, there's obviously a reason why. It is really beautiful and, yeah, just a good spot to go. But definitely check out other parts, too.
Nice. Next up, we have Beachcombe or Fiji. Now, I've been to Fiji for, like, a day and a half.
Counts.
Part of my... Yeah, no, it definitely counts. But I didn't make it there, so that's definitely a good place to go and, you know, just take in that South Pacific down there. I'll take the next one, Buenos Aires, Argentina, where I've actually been as well. I spent like a month in Argentina and started in Buenos Aires. It's a really cool city. It's got some amazing food and just lots of, like, culture and charm and the nightlife and all the tango and stuff. It's just a really, really cool city. So definitely recommend that one.
Yeah, I want to go there.
Yes.
Yeah. And number eight is Reykjavik, Iceland, which we both have attempted to go to multiple times, and each time it has failed. So it is definitely on our list still because, I mean, there's so much insane nature. You can see the Northern Lights. Like, there's just a lot to see there. So I think it should be on everyone's list, even though I think it probably is. That's why it's becoming so expensive. But yeah.
Yeah, no, it's definitely been on my list. Yeah, like you said, I've almost made it a few times. I'm still trying. I'll still go one day.
Yeah, no, one day we'll make it.
Yep. And number nine, Cape Cocker, Belize. This is actually one of my favorite little like backpacker islands. You know, Belize, I feel like, is generally pretty overlooked by tourism. I don't know why people don't really like Central America isn't a massive destination, except for maybe Costa Rica. But Belize is absolutely beautiful, and Cape Cocker is probably one of my favorite islands there. The water is just insane. Like, it's so clear. I mean, the snorkeling, the diving is just amazing there, and there's so much fresh seafood if that's what you're into. Plus, it's like a really chill, laid-back island for just, yeah, living that island lifestyle for a bit.
Yeah, no, like, we went snorkeling there, and, I mean, just of what you can see, it's amazing. Definitely go to Belize.
Yep, absolutely. Number 10 is Bali, Indonesia. I have not been to Bali, even though it is like a really big digital nomad spot because cost of living is super cheap, and it's apparently stunning. So it's definitely on the list.
Yeah, for me too. Indonesia, that's where I was supposed to go this winter, but that's not happening.
Oh, were you supposed to go to Indonesia? I didn't know that.
Yeah, we're going to go to, like, Cambodia, Vietnam, Indonesia. Yeah, and none of that's happening, so.
Yeah.
For another day.
Yeah. No, those are good destinations.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, Siargao, the Philippines.
Yeah, we've both been to the Philippines, but we have not been here.
No. It's supposed to be incredible for surfing. A friend of mine actually spent a lot of time there learning to surf and stuff. So now it's really high on my list, actually.
Nice. Yeah, no, I mean, the parts of the Philippines that we've been to is just absolutely, like, picturesque and stunning. So I can imagine that this city is probably exactly the same.
It's an island, but yeah.
Whatever, island, city, same thing. It's all good.
Yep. Okay, Gran Canaria in Spain. So I think we went there when we were, like, little kids, but
yeah.
I definitely, like, I think we have pictures from there, but I definitely don't really remember it. I do know that I think there's also a big nomad community there, actually. Digital nomads tend to go there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and there's lots of water sports and stuff, so it's a pretty good adventure destination. But yeah, I think it's also got lots of tourism there, but obviously, that makes it, you know, a quite comfortable place to go.
Nice, yeah. No, Spain is beautiful, so I can only imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, moving on.
Next up, number 13, is Victoria's Falls, Zimbabwe. I have not been here, but yeah, I mean,
it's definitely been on my list forever. So it's this, like, massive, massive waterfall, and you can sit at the very top of it.
Yeah, like, that always freaks me out. I've watched videos of that, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I'd have the guts to do it. It looks super, super cool, but it's definitely, like, an adventure bucket list thing.
I know. It's like, I look at the photos, and I'm like, ooh, that would be so cool, and then I try to picture myself there, and I'm like, I'd probably piss myself.
Like, yeah, like, and I would be the one person that, like, would fall over or something. It's just, luck is not on my side.
Yeah. No, you're a bit chaotic traveling, so you should probably stay away from doing dangerous things.
Only a few times have I ended up in the hospital. It's fine.
Only a few times. Okay, number 14 is Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. I was actually meant to go there a few times already as well, and just haven't made it yet, but yeah, I've heard nothing but amazing things and really want to go to Brazil.
Yeah, same here. It's been on my list for a while, but just like Iceland, something always kind of happens and I don't end up going. But our mom actually went a little while ago and she thought it was fantastic. So there's that.
You totally cut out for me. I don't know what you said. So
yeah, the connection you said hasn't not went been
for a little while. That's all I caught. So we'll move on.
Okay.
No, it hasn't been great. Like this, I'm in the middle of a big city and I have the worst connection because apparently Greece internet speeds are not the best. So there you go. Okay, so let's pick up at number 15, Isla Holbosch, Mexico. And I absolutely love this island. It's a really, really cool place to go and like completely disconnect because talking about bad internet, there is basically like no internet on this island. I mean, not no internet, but basically if there's a strong breeze, the internet goes out, the power goes out. It's just one of those kind of remote little islands. But it's amazing. You can get around best on the island by bike or golf cart. And you can go swimming with whale sharks, which is just an incredible experience.
Yeah. Yeah, we did whale sharks in Belize, and that was amazing. So I can imagine it's just as magical there.
It is, but there's actually, like, because they feed right off of the island, so there's just way more to see. So they don't actually... they don't feed them, like they just naturally feed off the coast there. So it's much easier to see them there compared to where we saw them in Belize, even though I think we were very early in the season, so we probably didn't have the best luck there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep. Okay, so number 16, the Algarve, Portugal.
All of Portugal is just so pretty. I've been to a few spots around Portugal and a few of its islands and everything. And I don't know. I think all of Portugal is just beautiful.
Yeah, no, because you went to the Azores, which I'm really interested in as well.
Yeah, those are really cool.
Yeah, like I know the Algarve is totally... is probably one of the better known places because it has those like really kind of dramatic cliffs and it's just super picture perfect. Not picture perfect, but like picturesque was the word I was looking for. But yeah, the Azores, I feel like kind of belong in that same category as well.
Yeah. I mean, I thought they were amazing. So
yeah.
Yeah. And go ahead.
Sorry, no, go ahead. You do it.
All right. I was going to say number 17 is Rotterdam in the Netherlands. I have not been to Rotterdam, but I've been to other cities in the Netherlands, and I think the Netherlands is super cool because the food is amazing, and I just love the teeny tiny houses. So, yeah, Rotterdam is definitely on my list still, too.
Yep. And, yeah, it's basically known for some really good nightlife, many trendy bars, cafes, and nightclubs. So I think the Netherlands is a pretty fun place overall.
Yeah, you can definitely party there.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, number 18 is Prague in the Czech Republic. I went there, oh my goodness.
Probably. With me.
Yeah. How long ago was that? That was like...
Oh my God, I think I was 17 or 18 when we went there together.
Yeah, I had just graduated from high school.
No, if I was 17 or 18... then you were...
Not high school. I would have graduated from college. That's what I
Yeah, meant. Yeah.
So I was like 23, 22, something like that.
Yeah.
Ugh, gross. I was like 14 years ago, 12 years ago. I don't know how old I am. but yeah, no, it was really fun. We rode a little boat on the river, and I loved that. There was some really good street food that we had. Like, it's a really beautiful city. I mean, and obviously, it's probably changed in the last 12 years, but.
Yeah, but it's also, like, really affordable, I think, too, compared to, like, other cities, you know, in Europe. So you get, like, the beautiful European architecture, but at a more affordable price to go out and everything.
Absolutely. Totally agree. Okay. Oh, my goodness. We are, like, close to time, and so not even close to being done with this list. So let's go very quickly here. Dominica is next up, which is a Caribbean island that nobody ever knows, and it's one of my favorites. Not to be confused with the Dominican Republic. This is an awesome island that has lots of hikes and waterfalls and things of that nature to see. It's not a place for, like, white sandy beaches, which is probably why tourism hasn't really picked up there. But they actually filmed parts of Pirates of the Caribbean on this island. So there's a little fun nugget of info for you. Plus, you can go whale watching.
Damn it. I was going to say, you can see the sperm whales.
Yes. You can see the sperm whales there because they made that their home all year round because they raise their young there and stuff.
Yeah.
And you can go swimming with them too, but it's pretty expensive. You have to have like a licensed operator and stuff, so it's not just something you can just willy-nilly do.
As it should be.
Exactly. And next up, San Jose, Costa Rica, which is absolutely beautiful. Lots of lush rainforests and waterfalls. It is, I will say this, probably one of my lesser favorite countries in Central America. However, I mean, it's a great country, right? Like, it's a beautiful country in Central America. And, you know, if the idea of Central America isn't really, like, kosher to you yet, like, it's a great country to go. For sure.
I haven't been there because I had to leave right before we went to Costa Rica together.
Yes, because you got injured in Nicaragua.
Yep.
Yep. Boo. Okay. Next up.
21 is, I don't know, Ghent, Belgium?
Yes,
Ghent. Is that how you say it?
Yes.
Okay. yeah, so I haven't been to this particular place, but I've been to, we've been to other cities in Belgium actually together. Obviously,
did
Belgium.
Did we go to Bruges?
Yeah, we went to Bruges and we went to, remember where we got?
No, I remember, yeah, I know. I remember we went to Brussels. I don't remember that you went to Bruges with me, but.
Or maybe I went to Bruges on my own.
Maybe, who knows? Anyways, but we're talking about Ghent, which is also a beautiful historical city full of culture, lots of cafes and restaurants, as well as canals. So, yeah, Belgium is actually a really pretty country, except for, I will say, Brussels. I definitely didn't really care much for that city.
No.
It wasn't as picturesque or nice as one would think. I mean, it does have, you know, the really historical center, but outside of the center, the city itself doesn't really provide much, I would say.
Yeah, I would agree. But you do get nice waffles everywhere, so that is a plus no matter where you are in Belgium.
True. Okay, number 22 is probably one of my personal favorites, and that is Lake Atitlan in Guatemala. Again, I love Central America. It is my favorite place, especially to spend summers because there just isn't a huge amount of tourism. But you can, in Guatemala, for example, at Lake Atitlan, it's a beautiful lake surrounded by volcanoes. You can do hikes. You can go explore the Mayan villages. There's just lots and lots to do, and it's absolutely stunning and affordable.
And number 23, Linda knows this one super well, is Bansko, Bulgaria, where she has set up her home, basically.
Yeah, it's kind of become my home base for the next year because it does have a huge digital nomad community. It's super affordable. And, you know, you can go hiking in the summer and skiing in the winter. And it's really picturesque. There's some really great food there. It's just an awesome, awesome little place. So if you've never considered Bulgaria, there's not many places you can go wrong in Bulgaria, except for maybe Sofia. So far, Sofia, the main city, hasn't really excited me that much. But besides Bansko, there's lots of other great small cities. So yeah, that's a really high recommendation from me. Okay, Bologna, Italy. A foodie heaven, apparently.
I mean, I think all of Italy kind of is that. Like, you
know,
can't,
right?
You can't go wrong. It's just, it's so good.
Yeah, I was just, I don't know, a friend of mine is going to Rome and I was just like, oh, I just remember the gelato. Like Kinder Bueno gelato.
Oh, pasta.
Yeah, I would just eat whole pizzas. Okay, so basically, scratch that. Just Italy. Just go to Italy.
Yeah. Just anywhere in Italy.
Just go to Italy. Except for maybe Milan. I didn't really care for Milan that much.
It's so funny. Like, all the big cities kind of always suck. I mean, not in every country, but in some countries.
Sometimes big cities suck, yeah. I guess. That's one way to put it. Okay, and then number 25, Machu Picchu, Peru, where I actually went with my mom last year. So that was really cool to see. It's an incredible, incredible sight to see, I will say. But obviously, there is lots and lots of tourism. Granted, I don't know what post-COVID Machu Picchu will be like, but as I saw it, you know, it's just very, very crowded. But definitely worth seeing. And I mean, most of all, Peru is a beautiful country. So you can't really go wrong there.
Yeah, it's still on my list.
Good.
It is good.
Yeah.
All right, number 26. I don't know how to say this.
Kathmandu?
Oh, that's right, Kathmandu. My God. I was reading that's it for a second, and I was like, huh? And then, yeah, no, Kathmandu, Nepal.
Yeah, obviously, the Himalayas. Have to go there.
Yeah. No, Nepal seems like a great place. Like, it looks beautiful. I've seen lots and lots of pictures.
Yeah, me too. I don't know. I've had friends who've gone, and it just looks amazing to me.
Yeah, and then number 27 is Marrakesh, Morocco. We've both been there separately. I personally liked other cities in Morocco a little bit more than Marrakesh. But the one great thing about Marrakesh is that it's pretty close to the Sahara Desert, which is a really cool like day trip where you can even stay the night in the desert, which is something my boyfriend and I did. So I think that's a huge plus about seeing Marrakesh.
I completely agree. Like, the city itself, I found, was really, like, sensory overload. I mean, it's just incredible, right? Like, the culture, the colors, the smells, like, it's absolutely amazing. But for me, at the end of the day, like, I was always super exhausted because it was just, like, I couldn't wait to get back to, like, the Riads, which are, like, the little hotels. And they're all super, super relaxing and quiet, and you get, you know, that mint tea, which is just amazing. Oh, and right, like, although that's what I think of Marrakesh.
Although I do have to say that I personally liked the mint tea in Tangier much better than in Marrakesh.
Okay, well, maybe we'll have to have that discussion another day.
Just saying.
Okay, so number 28 is India, and I know India is a massive country, and there's so, so much to see, but it's just because of that. I mean, there's so many different parts to it. There's so many different areas. My sister and I, Anika and I, went there together about, what was that, like 5 years ago now? Five or yeah, 6 years?
6 years ago, and then I went again last year, and Mom actually went with me for a little bit in India, too.
And where did you go? You went further south, didn't you?
No, that was the original plan, but it didn't end up working out. So we kind of did a repeat of the trip we did 6 years ago. So I've only seen, and you've only been in like the Rajasthan area, but I mean, there's so many beautiful places, and they're all just lovely and delicious food. And I mean, it varies so much from where you are in India. So definitely so many areas to go check out.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, number 29. We're almost there, ladies. San Blas, Panama. And this is one of our favorites. It's so, so stinking close to our heart. It's just a beautiful archipelago of 365 islands just off the coast of Panama City in Panama, again, Central America. But you will feel like you are somewhere in the South Pacific. They're just tiny little, like, islands with, you know, maybe five palm trees on them across clear blue waters. It's just an absolutely stunning place to go, and especially if you're going to go on a boat, like a sailboat through there.
Which you can actually do with us.
Yeah, you can join us there. We have two spaces left to join us next year, and that is obviously, given everything works out travel-wise, we've got a trip planned for May next year. So we'll put the link of that in the description of this episode.
Yes, definitely. So if you want to join us, it's really, really beautiful.
Yes, absolutely stunning. And last but not least, the Dead Sea.
I definitely want to go there.
I know, right? Just a massive salt lake between Jordan and Israel. And apparently it's like super healthy and healing for you. There's lots of like beauty products that come from there. But yeah, then just, I mean, that whole area is like interesting to me. So I'd love to go there.
Yeah, no, I would love to go there as well.
Okay, well, we're totally over time, so I guess we will wrap it up there, and hopefully some of these places have given you ladies a bit of travel inspiration, a bit of wanderlust, and some destinations to add to your travel plans for hopefully next year in 2021 if everything goes well.
Yeah, it's definitely made my list longer.
Yeah. All right. Well, until then, keep kicking ass out there.
All right. And thanks for listening.